in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
That song say, I put my faith in Jesus. Manda bosa balatina kombregedege bosha. Randege brondo sofre dila kabarando sofregedege bosha. Can you go ahead and just ask him to open your eyes, to see insight, to assess insight into mysteries and secrets. Shabaliko frekida halamande. Nabaka, nabaka, hirmae, hirmae. Nabaka, nabaka, himae, himae, nabaka, nabaka, ufada, himae, 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 ufada, ufada, himae.
Your hands, just worship him. You go ahead and just bless him. Kila barondo sovre kila halabatenas. In Jesus' name, come on, clap your hands, oh you people! Clap your hands, oh you people! Clap your hands, oh you people! Come on now, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. You might be seated in high places. Welcome your neighbor to your right and to your left. Say, welcome to this school of faith. It's a school of faith. You know, there is a school of accountancy, school of college of medicine, you know, there are school of catering, school for different things. But you are in what we call the school of faith. Am I communicating? And this is a part two of our March Apostolic Teaching Series titled Faith to Frame Your World. We had a swell time in the presence of the Lord last week, Sunday. Today we sail deeper and we fly higher.
Welcome on board. Tell your neighbor, welcome on board. Say, fasten your seat belt for this faith flight to a world of endless possibilities. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 verse 3, where our anchor scripture was taken from, even the theme for this teaching series, faith to frame your world. Hebrews 11 verse 3, he said, by faith or through faith, we understand that the walls, the aeon, were framed, were katatizo, by the word of God. Through faith, we understand that the aeons were katatizo by the rhema of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Hallelujah. God created the world by faith. In Genesis 1 verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. How did God create the heavens and the earth? By his faith. God released his faith by his words and by his what? Actions. Am I communicating? God created the world by his faith. It takes faith to create your world. You know, there is this saying that the best way to predict the future is to create it. And how do you create it? By faith. Am I communicating? So faith is a creative force. Faith is a potent creative force. Faith carries creative power. Malaga bakataya. I heard the story of a woman. Her womb had been removed through surgery. She had a medical procedure, a surgery, in which her womb was removed. Am I communicating? Hysterectomy. That's the name. Medical removal, surgical removal of the womb. Hysterectomy. Whether it was partial or total hysterectomy, I don't know. Her womb was removed. She got married. Before she got married to a believer, she had told the husband during courtship that, look, I don't have a womb. I had surgery. They removed my womb because of a medical condition. Are you still sure you want to go ahead with this marriage? The guy said, I'm convinced. God told me you are my wife. That the God that said I should marry you will give us a child. God can create another womb. That was a man of faith. See, some of you shouted, aye, how many of you can do that? See their face. we need men of faith more like that, and women of faith like that. So, long story cut short, they got married. But thank God she told him, because there are some people that will hide it. It's after the marriage, the guy is now find out. That one, awala or katakata. That has led to the dissolution, the end of so many marriages. It's better you let the person know why you are still doing courtship, okay? To avoid stories that touch. So the guy was sure. He said, God told me you are my wife. God will give us a child. They got married. After some years, no children. They kept trusting God. Both of them, they will hold their hand. They will pray. They will release their faith. Call for their miracle baby. In fact, they were even tithing on behalf of their miracle baby boy. They gave him a name by faith. And they were paying his tithe. The boy had not showed up. Just imagine, you are God. You are in heaven. You know, all children come from God. They are with God. So God usually, he says, children are the heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Just imagine, the boy was with God in heaven. And you know, the Bible says here, mortal men receive tithe. Dear. Jesus the high priest receives it. Jesus is receiving the tithe. He says, oh boy, see your tithe. Your parents, who they are paying your tithe already. What are you still doing here? It's time to go. Praise God. Long story cut short, the woman became pregnant.
And to the surprise, it was even the doctor that did the surgery that confirmed. He was shocked. He couldn't believe it. God, when they did a scan, they saw another brand new womb. And the baby, my guy was khaki. Tell your neighbor, faith works. See, faith will give you creative miracle. It doesn't matter any part of your body that is missing. Faith can create it. Faith can give you brand new kidneys in case your kidney has packed up. You have end stage chronic kidney disease in which the kidneys have packed up. You have to now depend on dialysis. You have to depend on renal replacement therapy. I have good news for you. Faith has creative power. When you partner with God and unleash your faith, it can create a brand new kidney for you. Even if you have heart failure, faith can what? Create a new heart and give you. Am I communicating? Whatever was not working, faith can power it to work. The Bible says by faith, Abraham, who was suffering from impotence, erectile dysfunction, andropause, all of that, at 100 years, by faith, Magabalatia, the thing resurrected. Am I communicating? Sarah's womb that was dead at 90 years, that's menopause times 2. Am I communicating? Somebody said, thank God it was not menostop. It was menopause. It was paused. Faith played it. I don't know what has paused in your life. Faith can play it. Faith will break the power of stagnation. It will break and end every form of delay. Am I communicating? At 90, just imagine, medically speaking, no hope of carrying a child normally. Then there was no IVF, so don't be thinking IVF in your mind. There were all these assisted reproductive technology, ZIFT and GIFT and all of the IVF didn't exist then. There was nothing like that. At 90, Hebrews 11:11, he said, by faith Sarah received strength, a womb received strength to conceive seed after she had passed the age of childbearing. The Bible says it had ceased with her to be after the manner of woman, meaning she had stopped menstruating normally like other women. Menstruation had stopped. She had gone past menopause. All the gonadotrophins, follicle stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone, which one again? Where are my medical people? Am I communicating? Estrogen, all those hormones, the level have gone down. A womb is becoming atrophic. Atrophy has been taking place. But faith resurrected all those dead cells. Am I communicating? The power of faith. Through faith, Sarah also herself received dunamis, strength. She received power. It is faith that connects you to the power of God. You connect to the miracle working power of God by faith. Am I communicating? Whatever was not working can be powered to work by faith. Am I communicating? Sarah was 90. Abraham was 100. God gave them Isaac by faith. Somebody say by faith. Nothing is impossible. There are no incurable cases that faith cannot heal. There are no incurable diseases. Faith will fry cancer.
I say faith will fry cancer. There is no mountain, no matter how high, that faith cannot level. Am I communicating? Faith is a mountain leveler. Faith will level every mountain of difficulty. Faith will level financial mountain. Faith will level the mountain of debt. By faith, you can come out of debt today. Ayagabalakatia. All things are possible to him that believeth. Not some things, all things. Don't allow the world define your possibilities. They were not the one that created you. I told you that last week. Only the person that made you has the right, yes sir, to define your possibilities. Who are they to tell you what you can do and what you cannot do? Now them born you, now them create you. Am I communicating? All things, there are no impossible cases with God. And there are no impossible cases to the person functioning in faith. Give me Matthew 17. Look at what Jesus said. Matthew 17, 20. He said, if you have faith, Jesus said unto me, because of your unbelief. He said, for verily, verily, I say unto you, if ye have faith, you know, that word unbelief there, he said, when the disciple asked him, why could we not cast out that demon from that boy that was possessed? He said, because of your unbelief. The unbelief there, the Greek word is apistia. You know, the Greek word for faith is pistis. So if you put A in front, apistia, that's the word unbelief. Apistia means no faith, lack of faith, absence of faith. He said, because of your unbelief, because of your apistia, because you cast out devils by faith. It takes faith to cast out, eject, ekbalo demons. Am I communicating? You receive and retain your miracle by faith. You receive and retain your healing by faith. You receive and retain your deliverance by faith. Am I communicating? He said, because, why? They say, why couldn't we cast out that demon from that demon possessed boy? Jesus did not say it's because of the hierarchy of the demon, that this one is too high for you. That was not what he said. He said, because of your what? Unbelief. Apistia, lack of faith. Because of absence of faith. They were shouting, come out in the name of Jesus. Ebota. But there was no faith inside the shout. They were giving command. There was no faith in the command. So the problem was not with the demon. He says it's because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Have you seen mustard seed before? Hi, very, very tiny. Very tiny. One of the tiniest seeds that you will be like, the thing will float in the air. Very small. He said, if you have faith, as small, he told them because they didn't have faith. If you have faith, as small as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say, that's you will release your faith. You will release that mustard size faith by your words. Am I communicating? I told you. Two main ways you release your faith: by your words, confession, and then by your deeds of obedience, what we call corresponding actions. Am I communicating? If there is faith inside you, we will hear it in your words. It will come out of your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And we will see it in your behavior and action. Faith can be heard. Faith can be seen. Am I communicating? How do you see faith? By people's actions. By what they do. The things that the faith in their heart will move them to say and move them to do. Am I communicating? The woman with the issue of blood, she heard Jesus was passing by, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She had suffered that hemorrhage for 12 years. She heard Jesus was passing by. What did she hear? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And what she heard gave faith to the woman. It produced faith in her, because it said faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. What she heard gave her faith. Am I communicating? You feed your faith by constantly hearing God's word. Yes. You must be deliberate about feeding your faith constantly, every day. Or instead of feeding, some people, instead of feeding their faith, you know what they are feeding? Their unbelief and doubt. They keep listening and hearing and seeing things that is feeding them with doubt, feeding them with unbelief, loading them with doubt and unbelief. Then later, when challenges come, they wonder why their faith is not working. Am I communicating? You must be intentional. You must be intentional about hearing the right thing. Am I communicating? She heard Jesus was passing by. What she heard gave her faith. Then she released the faith first with her word. For she had said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, that was her faith speaking, I shall be made whole. Not I may, I shall. When you are in faith, you are sure. It's a certainty. Faith is not probability, it's a certainty. Am I communicating? You see, the whole, what she heard produced a conviction in her, born out of revelation, the rhema word she heard, and she now did that confession based on that conviction in her heart. Are you seeing it? And then she came from behind. Action. Are you seeing something? She released her faith through her words and then her action of movement. She came, pressed through the crowd, and then touched. And the moment she connected in faith, healing, the healing anointing that Jesus carried tangibly flowed into her, and the fountain of blood, the hemorrhage, stopped immediately. Jesus knew when power left him. You know, I minister under a tangible anointing. When I lay hands on people and minister to them, I can tell when power leaves me and enters them. I can tell, because the anointing is tangible. Am I communicating? Then there are those that I lay hands on. It's as if I laid hands on a rock. Eh? Even me and them know nothing flowed. They all come with stone head. I can see whether this papa get power. Hey, I touch her. He don't touch. Nothing, no. It's not only you, even me, no say nothing. You came with unbelief and doubt. How can you receive? Am I communicating? It is faith that activate the law of contact and transmission of the anointing. There are laws that govern the flow of the anointing now. In physics, there are laws that govern the flow of electricity, electric current. True or false? Is it everywhere? Is it everything that current flows through? No. That's why you talk of good conductors, bad conductors, and insulators. As it is in the natural, so it is in the realm of the spirit. What electricity is, John G. Lake that said, electricity is God's power in the natural realm. The anointing is God's power in the supernatural realm. Just like there are laws that govern the flow of current in the natural, there are also laws that govern the flow of the anointing. And one of the prime laws is the law of faith. Am I communicating? So the woman came. Her own touch was different. Remember, there was a crowd of people that were trunching Jesus, pressing him like this. Protocol have to be pushing. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know? Jesus too had protocol. Celebrate our protocol, people. You understand? when power left Jesus and entered the woman, Jesus was aware of the departure of the anointing. The woman was aware of the reception, because the Bible says she felt in her body that she was healed. You see, it was fire. Power discharged and entered her. Are you seeing something? Through that faith connection, by her faith, she connected to the healing power of God and collected her healing. By faith, she appropriated the power of God for her benefit. It is by faith that you plunge into the pool of God's miracle working power and receive your miracle. It is by faith that you connect and collect your miracle. Am I communicating? It is by faith that you appropriate the anointing for your benefit. For your benefit. Faith is the container or crucible with which we receive from God. Faith is the crucible with which we receive from God. Let me shock you with a statement. The power of God does not meet you at the point of your need. The power of God meets you at the point of your faith. You know, most times you hear people say, oh, God will meet you at the point of your need. Do you know how many people have needs in the world? You are joking. You say, God will meet you at the point of your need. The power of God will meet you. Now, Lio, the power of God does not meet you at the point of your need. The power of God meets you at the point of your faith. It is unto you according to your faith. The portion of power that will be allotted to you is according to your faith. Am I communicating? It is unto you. This is a fundamental law in the kingdom. Even your inheritance in Christ is unto you according to your faith. The dimension of God's power that will be manifested for your benefit is unto you according to your faith. Jesus looked at the woman with the issue of blood. He said, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. Jesus did not even say my power. He said, your faith in my power, your faith in the healing anointing I carry has made you whole. There were other people trunching Jesus. Why were they not healed? You think out of that crowd there were no sick people? You think the woman with the issue of blood was the only sick person? You are joking. There was a multitude of people there, and there are sick people among them, and they too were touching Jesus. How come they were not healed? How come power did not flow from Jesus to other people in the crowd? It's because they did not make the faith connection. Their own touch was not a touch of faith. But the woman with the issue of blood came with faith in her heart. She released it through her words. She added actions to it. She moved, she came, she touched, she connected and collected. And Jesus did not rebuke her. Remember, Jesus was on a journey when she interrupted the show. Are you aware? Jesus was on his way. They told him that Jairus' daughter, 12-year-old girl, The day Jairus' daughter was born was the day the hemorrhage started. The woman with the issue of blood, her bleeding started that same day that Jairus' daughter was born. Because she was 12 years, the woman with the issue of blood, her problem is also for 12 years. So her issue of blood was as old as Jairus' daughter. Jesus did not plan to heal that woman. There was even no word of knowledge. He was on a journey. Mike, I go, make sure you know that. This woman came and interrupted the show. And Jesus did not rebuke her. He didn't reprimand her. Rather, he commended her. And because of that delay, they came and told Jesus. He said, why trouble the master? Jairus' daughter is dead. Hi. Immediately Jesus heard them, they were gossiping that. Immediately he looked at, he said, fear not. Because information you hear can impute fear into your heart. Negative information, negative news is a source of fear. It's a source of fear. Immediately Jesus heard them gossiping that Jairus' daughter was dead, he answered immediately. He said, fear not, only believe. Only believe. I love Smith Wigglesworth, the apostle of faith. I read God's General. When I read about Smith Wigglesworth, my God, what a man that had the spirit of faith. He will tell you no ifs, no buts. Wigglesworth will tell you no ifs, no buts. Am I communicating? I know God can heal you, God can do it, but that's a killer. That word, that phrase, but it has canceled faith. In the realm of faith, no ifs. Let me tell you, neighbor, in the realm of faith, no ifs and no buts. There are no incurable sicknesses that faith cannot heal. There are no impossible cases that faith cannot handle, that faith cannot solve. There are no mountains, no matter how high and no matter how long those mountains have existed, that faith cannot level. Mountains of difficulty, mountains of financial hardship, mountains of lack and poverty, mountains of sickness and it doesn't matter. Faith is a mountain leveler. It will become a plane. He said, if you have faith, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. So faith is a mountain mover, is a mountain remover. Faith will remove every mountain. There's somebody, the Holy Ghost is talking to me. I just heard it the second time. You are coming out of debt. I don't know who this word is for. He said, as you connect in faith and apply what I'm teaching now, in no time you are out of debt. You are out of debt. You are out of debt. Faith will level those mountain of debt. Faith is removing the mountain of debt. I say faith is removing the mountain of debt. As you connect in faith to the miracle working power of God, you will see the workings of miracles in your finances. You will see the workings of miracles. The workings of miracles. The power of God is working financial miracles. And you are coming out of debt. Oh yes, suddenly from a debtor you are becoming a creditor. You are coming out Shikabalakataya. In the name of Jesus. There are no mountains that faith cannot remove. All things are possible. Jairus' daughter died. Faith brought her back to life. When Jesus finally arrived, the mourners association were already there. Association of professional mourners. The Bible says they were mourning. And then Jesus told them, she is not dead, she is asleep. Oh, spiritual man. See the language of a spiritual man. Others say she has died. Jesus says she is not dead, she is asleep. Because there are no irreversible cases with faith. Faith can reverse even the irreversible. Even death is reversible by faith. Am I communicating? Didn't the Bible talk about women who through faith received their dead back to life? Faith can reverse the hand of the clock. Faith can even reverse death. Anytime death strikes, faith can reverse it. Lazarus came came back to life at the command of Jesus' faith. He said, Lazarus, comfort, and he that was dead came back to life. Faith will connect you to the resurrection power of God. I say faith will connect you to the resurrection power of God. That your business that is dead, faith can resurrect it back to life. Whatever that is dead can come back to life by the operation of faith. Am I communicating? Jesus came, they were mourning. He told them, she's not dead but sleepeth. Guess what? The Bible said they laughed him to scorn. That was where I knew that these are not true mourners. They are professional mourners. How can people that are mourning the dead suddenly they switch? Because Jesus said she's not dead, she's asleep. And then they started laughing. They started laughing, scorning, as in they laughed him to scorn. Do you know what it means to laugh somebody to scorn? As in, the muddle of laughter was full, pressed down, shaking together and running over. How were they able to make that switch? From morning, suddenly they are laughing. That's to tell you, these people are fake. The morning was not coming from inside. But I love what Jesus did. He put all of them out. Oh, in life you learn to put out all the unbelievers. When you want to do great things, don't allow their unbelief contaminate your faith. Don't allow their doubt to affect your faith negatively. Jesus put them all out. He said, okay, all of you go out. He called only the parents of the child. Jairus' daughter's parents, they came in. And then Peter, James, and John were with Jesus. Am I communicating? And then Jesus ministered to her, Talitha kumi, daughter, I say to you, arise. And then the Bible says she came back to life. And then Jesus said, give her something to eat. Am I communicating? Satan may appear to be winning initially, but faith will win eventually. Satan may appear to be winning initially, but who will win ultimately? The person partnering with God in faith. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Faith to frame your world. That's what we are looking at. Let me give you some things faith are not. Okay, last week we did a little divination of terms. I defined that Hebrews 11:3 said, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. And I said the word frame is from the Greek word katatizo. It means to complete thoroughly, to restore to perfection, to mend or repair something that has been broken, damaged or rent. The word katatizo, translated frame, also means to equip, to put in order, to arrange, to adjust, to prepare, to make fit, to restore to perfection. Faith is from the Greek word pistis. Pistis means firm conviction, full persuasion, confident assurance. And we gave some specific definition of real Bible faith. The first one, we say faith is a spiritual force produced from God's word, generated within the human heart or human spirit, that is fully convinced or completely persuaded and then released through your words, that's confessions and deeds of obedience, what we call corresponding action. Romans 10:17, Mark 11:23, Hebrews 11:1 amplified. Number two, we define faith as believing and acting on God's word that you have heard and understood. Faith is believing and acting on God's word that you heard and understood. Okay? So faith is doing God's word that you truly believe and you are completely convinced of. Is doing God's word.
And then next, we say faith is a positive response of the human spirit to God's word preached to you. Hebrews 4:2 is a positive response of the human spirit to God's word preached to you. The fourth definition we gave was faith is confident rest in the faithfulness of God. Hebrews 11:11. Sarah judged God faithful. Faith is based on the faithfulness of God. That is fidelity to his word. Faith rests squarely on the integrity of God, which is his word. Faith rests squarely on the integrity of God's word, which cannot fail. God cannot lie. God and his word are one and the same. When Pastor Maffin was preaching, I was so blessed. Can we celebrate Pastor Maffin? What a powerful word of exhortation. Hallelujah. When he was preaching, I added another definition. Number 5, faith is taking God at his word. Faith is what? Taking God at his word. Taking God at his word. In Mark 5:4-6, Peter the professional fisherman said, Lord, when Jesus said, cast your nets in plural for a drought. Peter said, being a professional fisherman, his master, we have toiled all night, him and his fishing crew, and we caught nothing. And night time is the best time for fishing. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Nevertheless, at thy word. Faith is taking God at his word. Taking God at his word. You are acting on his word at face value. Am I communicating? Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Record breaking, breakthrough, boat sinking, crowd pulling. Am I communicating? Attention commanding, miraculous catch of fish. Why did that miracle happen? Because he took God at his word. Faith is taking God at his word. What has God told you to do? Step out and do it. That is a proof of faith. Stop dilly-dallying. Stop shilly-shallying. Stop delaying action. Faith is acting on God's word that you truly believe. The proof that you believe God's word is that you do it. You act on it. In Matthew 14:23-33, Matthew 14:23-23, you see another story. The disciples, they had left before Jesus inside ship, and then suddenly they saw Jesus walking on water. They thought it was a ghost initially, and then Jesus told them, "It is I." Wow, they were impressed. Peter was impressed. He said, "Master, now you be this." He said, "Jesus." Peter told Jesus, "Master, if it is truly you walking on water, tell me to come." Jesus then said, "Okay, come." I love Peter. Peter stepped out of the boat on that word, "Come." And Peter was walking on water like Jesus. Faith is taking God at his word. Peter took God at his word. He took Jesus at his word. He stepped out on that word. Faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith is a leap on the rhema word of God to you. What was the rhema that Jesus gave Peter? He said, "Come." Just one word, though. C-O-M-E. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four letter word. Was enough rhema to give Peter faith to walk on water. Four letter word, "come," gave Peter enough faith. That rhema word gave Peter enough faith to walk on water. You have plenty scripture in the Bible. You cannot get any rhema. Look at you. People are walking on water on just one letter word. I gave them rhema. Am I communicating? He was walking on water. So in history, when you say how many people walked on water in the Bible, if you mention Jesus, you must mention Peter.
But his only problem came when the wind became boisterous and his attention was shifted. His focus and attention was shifted from Jesus and from the word of God. He started what? Observing the boisterous wind. And guess what? Doubt crept in. Doubt crept in. Fear crept in. Unbelief crept in and paralyzed his feet, and he started sinking. Jesus needed to stretch his hand and rescue Peter and then bring him into the boat. Both of them landed inside. And then Jesus said, "Why did you doubt?" Now, what was the source of the doubt? The Bible says, when he saw the wind boisterous. Every time you start considering, you shift your focus, your attention from the word of God, from God, and you start to consider the contrary circumstances, you are checking exchange rate. Are you getting me? Those contradictory circumstances, when you start giving it your consideration, when you start focusing on them instead of focusing on the word of God, doubt will start growing in your heart. Unbelief will start growing. They will bind you. Will paralyze your faith. That was the problem with Peter. Look at Abraham in Romans 4:17. He says, let's look at that scripture. Romans 4:17. He says, as it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed. This was the rhema God gave Abraham. This was the rhema that gave Abraham faith. Am I communicating? God told him, I've made you a father of many nations. And Abraham believed him. He dared to believe God. He said, before he whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, or who gives life to the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Am I communicating? Next verse. He said, who against hope? You see two kinds of hope there. Who against hope believed in hope? The first hope is the hope of natural childbirth. The hope that biology and medical science gave Abraham. The hope of natural science, natural childbirth, natural hope. Who against natural hope believed in supernatural hope? The second hope there is supernatural. The first one is natural. The supernatural hope came from where? The word of God. The word God spoke to him. A father of many nations have I made you. Who against natural hope, he believed in the supernatural hope that came from God's word to him, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. That's rhema. Did you notice? It didn't say according to that which was written. That's logos. That which was written is logos. That which was spoken is rhema. It was revealed to him, he spoke. Am I communicating? So shall thy seed be. Next verse. He said, and be not weak in faith. Oh, Abraham. Be not weak in faith. Listen to the life of the father of faith too. Abraham was called the father of faith in the Bible. He said he was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead. Are you seeing something? He considered not. If you consider the contrary circumstance, contradictory evidence, it will weaken your faith. It will weaken your faith. He says, be not weak in faith, considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Abraham is, age is not on my side, oh. Hey, see my body, oh. The thing, know they walk again. He said, he didn't consider all these negatives against him. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Am I communicating? Two things against him. He didn't consider his own body dead. He didn't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. Weak faith always consider the negatives. Consider the problems. You know, there are people that meditate on the problem instead of meditating on God's word that carries the solution. You are meditating on the problem. Do you know another word for meditating on the problem? Worry. Worry. Worry is simply meditating on the problem. So why don't you meditate on God's word instead? Because the same energy you are using to worry, you could have channeled it productively to meditate on God's word that has the solution to solve the problem. Is that not wisdom? He didn't consider all this. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Unbelief makes you stagger. I say unbelief makes you stagger. It makes you stagger at the promise of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Okay, now write this down. What faith is not? Number one, faith is not hoping things will get better or things will change. Faith is not hoping things will change or get better. Hebrews 11:1. Hope is different from faith. I will show you the difference. Though the two of them are connected, okay? Faith is not hope. Hope is not faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is substantial, faith is evidential. Hope has to do with the future. Hope is futuristic, faith is now. Hope is always in the future, but faith is in the present. Am I communicating? He said faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what faith does is to give substance to the things you are hoping for in the future. Are you seeing something? Hope is the blueprint for faith. Hope is the blueprint for faith. Hope is the forerunner of faith. What faith does is that faith rewinds all the expectations of hope in the future and brings it to the present and cashes them. Am I communicating? Sometimes what people have is hope and they think they have faith. How will you know it is hope? In their mind, it will happen one day, one day. That's hope. Once you push it to the future, it's no longer faith, it's hope. When will you receive your healing? I believe one day I will receive my healing. You are in the realm of hope. R.W. Schambach, mighty man of God, healing evangelist. He had a healing meeting. He came up. He said, I know there are sick people here. How many of you want your healing tomorrow? Some hands went up. So how many of you believe you will receive your healing next week? Few hands went up. Okay. He said, how many of you believe you will receive your healing now? Some hands went up. He said, okay, those that believe now, come forward. Say the rest of those that say tomorrow, you come back tomorrow. Because those ones, what they have is hope. It's not faith. Faith is what? Now. Somebody say now. Look at Hebrews 11. It started by saying, now faith is. Turn it the other way around. Faith is now. Tell your neighbor, faith is now. Faith is not tomorrow. Things will get better. That's hope. Let your hope graduate into faith if you want to see miraculous manifestation. You don't receive from God by hope. Hope is good, though, but you don't receive anything by hope in the kingdom. It is by faith you receive. So if you want to receive answers to your prayer and your petition, you want to walk in the realm of unlimited possibilities, let your hope graduate into faith. So this is the number one thing many people confuse for faith. Hope. What is hope? Hope is joyful, confident expectation of something good to happen based on God's word in the future. Hope is a joyful, confident expectation of something good to happen in the future. Okay? So hope is futuristic, but faith is always now. It's a present tense reality. Okay? Faith. is a present tense possessor of the promise of God. You know, have you heard people say, I claim it by faith? This is your car. If I know, I claim it by faith. I like this your suit, oh. Yeah, Pastor Show, I like this your suit. I claim it by faith. Listen, faith is not a passive claimer. Faith is not a claimer. Faith is a present tense possessor of the promises of God. Faith is not a passive claimer. It is an active possessor. Eh? What is the evidence that faith uses? The word of God. That's the ultimate evidence that faith is based upon. Am I communicating? Next, what faith is not. These are things that many people confuse for faith. We need to correct this misconception. Because some people will tell you, I tried this faith thing, it no work. So we have to be sure whether it is real Bible faith or some of these things that people confuse for faith. Okay? Faith always works. Real Bible faith always works. If it's not working for you, it's a user problem. Did you hear what I said? It's a user problem. You have to go and find out how it works. Okay? And learn better. When you know better, you do better. The problem is not with faith. It's a user problem. Okay? Cure your ignorance and take corrections. Number two, faith is not mental assent. Faith is not just mentally assenting to God's word. Faith is not mental assent. Protocol, can you just help me move this board there? Faith is not mental assent. What's mental assent? Mental assent means mental agreement that something is true. See, faith is not just agreeing mentally that the word of God is true. You know, some people think that is faith. Ah, no, faith is more than that. Look up. Faith is a spiritual force. It's first of the heart. With the heart, man believeth. You believe with your spirit, not with your mind. Are you seeing something? Faith is spiritual, it's not mental. It is fire. Are you getting this? It's not a mental something, it's a spiritual something. With the heart, man believeth unto, and with the mouth, confession is made unto. Are you getting it? Faith is a spiritual force. It's not a psychological or philosophical something. It is spiritual, it's not mental. It's not mind over matter. You understand? You know, some people have cast aspersion on the word of faith movement. They have ridiculed it. It's all this name it and claim it bunch. All this mind over matter. No, faith is not mental, it's spiritual. Your heart is the operational base of faith. Your heart is the operational headquarters of faith. That's where faith is generated. We say faith is a spiritual force generated within the human heart from God's word. Are you seeing something? Then when the work is fully done, you become fully persuaded concerning that word. You become completely convinced. You now release it with your confession and then your corresponding action. We said the things faith is not. What faith is not. Teaching about what faith is incomplete if you don't teach on what faith is not. What faith is not. Number one, I said faith is not hope. It's not hoping things will change or get better. It's not. Hope is a forerunner, it's a blueprint. Okay? Number two, faith is not mental assent. Mental assent, as a mental agreement. faith is beyond that. Faith is a spiritual force. It's of the heart. Okay? Next. What faith is not? Faith is not just believing. Believing alone is not equal to faith. Faith is not just believing. Believing alone is not equal to faith. The faith equation is believing plus corresponding action. Faith equals what? Believing God's word plus corresponding action. Am I communicating? Faith is not just believing, it is behaving your belief. We must see your believing through your actions. Am I communicating? He said, believest thou that there is only one God? He said, the demons also believe and they tremble. James said, faith without works. The works there is talking of corresponding actions. Spirit inspired actions. Things you do when you are in faith. Things that faith in your heart will motivate you to do. Am I communicating? The faith in your heart will inspire you, say something, do something. Are you getting me? So there must be action. So though believing is part of the initial faith equation, but believing alone is not equal to faith. It is true that it is part of the faith equation, but there are other things that must be there. Corresponding actions. Are you getting me? The truth, the proof that you believe is that you will act. Okay? For instance, now watch this. There are many Christians, you ask them, do you believe in tithing? They say, I believe in tithing. But do they tithe? They don't tithe. They don't practice what they claim to believe. So, are they walking in faith in that area? No. So, believing alone is not equal to faith. Anything you claim to believe that you are not doing, just know that you don't truly believe it enough. You are not completely convinced that it is true. That's why you are not doing it. The day you become completely convinced and fully persuaded, you will do that thing. Am I communicating? So it is your actions, the practice of it, that validates your believing. Next, what faith is not? Are you getting blessed? Faith is not presumption or assumption. Romans 4. Number 4, faith is not what? Presumption. For some people, what they have is presumption or assumption. You see, assumption is the lowest level of knowledge. Assumption and presumption are the father of frustration and failure. Romans 4, verse 17. Faith is not presumption. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. We read this earlier. Before him whom we believe, even God. Watch this. Who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Hold it here. So faith, listen to this. Faith called things that be not as though they were. Faith called things that be not as though they were. But listen to this. Assumption called things that be as though they are not. Faith called things that be not as though they were. But assumption and presumption called things that be as though they are not. Faith is not sensory denial. Listen to this. Faith does not deny the fact. But what faith does, it chooses to believe the word of God instead of the fact, and then use the word of God, which is a superior evidence, to superimpose it on the fact and override the fact and and change the fact to conform to the truth. Are you getting it? Faith does not deny fact. Faith chooses to believe the word of God, which is superior to the facts, which is a more superior evidence. Am I communicating? Let me give you a good example. Let's say I am having pain in this, my left shoulder, for example. I will not have pain, no. Now, example. Let's say there is a pain here. Now, watch this. Faith is not saying, I don't have pain here. Mm-mm, that's not faith. You see, this is the mistake people make. Faith does not deny fact. Faith is not sensory denial. I'm feeling the pain here. This is what faith does. Himself took, that's the word of God. I choose to believe the word of God, which is a superior evidence. Now the fact is that I have pain here. They may even do x-ray and show me medical evidence. There may even be medical tests to prove that the sickness is there. But this is what faith does. It does not deny the fact. Rather, it chooses to believe God's word that says, by his stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. And then Matthew 8:17, himself took my sickness. Himself bore my diseases. Am I communicating? Including this pain. That is faith. You see that the evidence faith works with is the word of God. And the word of God is the ultimate evidence. It's superior to any other form of medical evidence or any other contrary evidence. Glory to God. The word of God is the ultimate reality. It is the true reality. It is the highest form of reality. So faith is acknowledging a higher form of reality called the word of God. I say faith is acknowledging a superior form of reality, a higher form of reality, in fact, the highest form of reality, which is the word of God. So I choose to believe God's word, and now I'm fully persuaded concerning that truth, and now release my faith with my action. I speak that way, I act that way. That is faith. And then by choosing to put my faith in the word of God, this is what faith will do. Faith will now carry the word of God and superimpose it on this pain. Am I communicating? And override this one and force it to change and conform to the truth of this word. And then I receive my healing. That's faith. Faith calleth things that be not as though they were. Question: if I'm sick with pain here, what do I need? Healing. So faith will call that healing that I need that be not as though they were. Are you getting me? So I will start calling it forth based on the finished work of Christ. He said, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He said, surely, not maybe, Isaiah 53:4, surely he had borne our grief. Grief there is sickness, disease. And then he carried our sorrow. Sorrow talks of pain. I look at that scripture, I meditate on it, faith will begin to rise. Before you know, I will receive rhema, and then the rhema will give me revelation and understanding, and then I become fully persuaded. Are you getting me? The word of God becomes more real to me than this pain, and then I now release that faith in my heart with my confession, and then follow it up with corresponding action. And then I start giving God praise for my healing. I'm just trying to show you how faith works. Because many Christians don't understand this. He says, surely, not maybe. Surely, not maybe. How do you say it in Hausa? Akika, akika. Verily, verily, I say. Surely, not maybe. Surely. Jesus had borne our griefs. That griefs there in the Hebrew is sickness and disease. Surely he had borne our sickness and disease and carried carried, I have suffered sickness in my life. Hi, I don't suffer before. Get serious about these things we are teaching you. The thing they work. When I was in medical school, second semester, 100 level, I was diagnosed with pulmonary tuberculosis, TB. 200 level, sorry, 100 level, second semester. I could not, initially I didn't even know what was wrong with me. I was just coughing. I would be having low-grade fever at night, sweating. I will cough. Sometimes I will see streak of blood and all of that. I was having hemoptysis. I didn't know. I couldn't stand. Then, you know, lectures, you see plenty of people, you have to be standing, no seat. Some people even write name on the seat. You understand? No seat. I couldn't stand for lecture. Sometimes I will stand because of my health condition. I didn't even know what was wrong with me. I was just not myself. I can count how many lectures I attended. First semester, I had A in all the courses. But second semester, the thing affected my grade. That was when I started having plenty B's and then a few C's and then a few A's. I had to just collect the materials and be reading. It affected me. So after that second semester, when we went home for break, that was when my parents, my people, they took me for medical tests, and then they collected my sputum, did all those tests. Then it was the era of acid fast bacilli, sputum and all of that. They did x-ray and all of that, and then the doctors looked at me, say, Chai. He looked at the x-ray. He looked at me. He looked at it. As I sat in the doctor's office, I knew Wahala day. You know, there is a look, doctor will look, when they look at your result, I look. Even you know, say trouble day. He say, you have TB. And then, say you have to be on the treatment for 6 months plus. And those days, it's not even now. You have to be collecting injection. Those streptomycin will give me bam, three here, power, another one every day for like seven. I say, God, I don't suffer. Chai. After the break, they gave me letter, come and continue taking the drugs in Jankwanu. That is it's now Binham University Teaching Hospital. I'll be going every day, I'll be crying, oh God, heal me now, you know, trust me, help your son. I didn't know the things I knew now. Some of you are lucky, honestly. I didn't know the things I knew now. Until one day I prayed, I said, oh God, I say, if you heal me, I will preach the gospel. It's as if me and God signed agreement that day. I still remember. I say, God, just heal me. If you heal me, I go preach. And truly, God is faithful. He healed me. Am I communicating? But I wish I knew, I had understanding of faith earlier. I wish I had. See, ever since I got to understand faith, child, me and sickness, we wave each other bye-bye. We wave each other bye-bye. Some of you, typhoid today, malaria tomorrow. Settle down with this message. Walk in dominion. This is how he says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I heard the very inspiring story of a woman that was healed of HIV in Kenya, a believer. When she saw 1 Peter 2:24, what a crazy woman of faith. You know what she did? She photocopied that verse. By whose stripes ye were healed. She photocopied this verse like this and cut it into the size of drugs. You know the way drugs are. She cut the thing. She said, after all, I'm taking my antiretroviral drug and the thing cannot cure me. It's only trying to manage the condition. And then look at how rugged. She so believed this scripture. She saw where the Bible said the word of God is medicine to your body. He said, God's word is my medicine. She cut the thing like this. She will carry it, take it, and drink water. Somebody say stubborn faith. I'm not saying you go and do it. That was her own corresponding action. It's correct for her because she already has faith, and the faith in her heart inspired her to take. No, they say the when she was taking the antiretroviral drug is morning and evening, twice a day. So she was taking the scripture, 1 Peter 2:24. She would say, in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed of HIV. Bam! And she would drink water and give God praise for her healing. She kept doing it like that, day in, day out. Days turn into weeks, weeks turn into months. And then people started noticing that this woman changes, positive changes in her health, recovery. Suddenly she started adding weight. All those symptoms, even her skin, all those rashes started disappearing. And then when the woman went to do test, they realized she is now HIV negative. Kali go balakatia. Somebody say rugged faith. If doctors can tell somebody that you have cancer and you believed, why can't you believe the word of God? If you have faith in the words of a doctor, am I communicating? The Bible says, if we believe and accept the testimony of men, if we accept and believe the evidence, the report of men, their medical report, economic report, IMF will tell you, World Bank will tell you, say yes, the inflation rate, exchange rate, you believe them. Then the monarch of the universe, the one that created the heavens and the earth, will tell you something in his word, and you are doubting it. You enter a plane, you didn't ask for the resume and the experience of the pilot. Are you even sure he can fly you? You have faith in the pilot. That was why you sat inside. Even the keke you entered, the car you entered, were you there when did you see the driving license of the driver? You have faith in the person that they can do it. How much more God? I say, how much more God? Doubt your doubt and believe God. I said, doubt your doubt and believe God. Pola Gaba Satire. I used to have terminal hematuria some years back. Okay, that's medical term. Terminal hematuria, it simply means when you are passing urine towards the end of stopping the urination, then blood, you now see, start seeing blood. Okay, that's terminal hematuria. Is one of the signs and symptoms of urinary schistosomiasis. The old name is bilharziasis. And one of the risk factors is when you swim in the river, and those days we will know the year, we go swim. And you know, I know how to swim. Calm down. Hi. I didn't know which of the river. I was in medical school. How urinate? I'll see blood and the air. Then we've not even done all this urinary schistosomiasis. I should be either 400 level. Between 200 or 300 level. I didn't know. Until one day, I was listening to a message by a man of God. A faith building message. And the man of God started making some faith confession under the anointing. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. The power of God surges through my being, cleanses my blood. I joined the man of God in that confession. The thing was so strong, under a strong anointing. I was making that confession. Suddenly, I started feeling like urinating. When I ran to the bathroom, I urinated. The life schistosoma hematobium, the worm itself, came out. I saw it live on the ground like this. I urinated out the parasite. God punished devil. Fire power flushed it out. Somebody say faith. There is power in your word, so the healing, he said, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Your words can release the healing power of God, can cleanse your body of sickness and disease. Kapali, stop pampering that pain now. Stop taking ownership of what Jesus said he has taken, himself took. You are now saying, my diabetes. Did Jesus lie? Who is lying among you? You and Jesus, who should we believe? Say, that my BP has gone up again. That my headache, that my monthly headache, it has started again. That my monthly menstrual cramp, the thing don't start again. When did you put the seal of ownership on it? Am I communicating? Refuse to accept anything that does not look like your inheritance in Christ. Anything you tolerate will remain. You must learn to unleash your faith. Release your faith. And change things. Am I communicating? We are looking at what faith is not. Next. Faith. We say assumption. Faith is not presumption, is not assumption. Faith, call it things that be not as though they were. Assumption or presumption, call it things that be as though they are not. Right? We say faith is not sensory denial. Faith does not deny the fact, but chooses to believe and act on the truth of God's word. Faith chooses to use the superior evidence of God's word to superimpose and override the fact, thereby changing them to conform to the truth. Next, faith is not foolishness. I say faith is not foolishness. Faith is not foolish. Faith calleth things that be not as though they are, but foolishness calleth things that be as they are, thereby producing no change. I take it again. Faith calleth things that be not as though they were, but foolishness calleth things that be as they are, therefore producing no change. I am feeling pain here. Foolishness is calling the pain as it is. Oh boy, this pain, it won't break my hand. That's not faith, it's foolishness. There will be no change. Question. I have pain. What do I need? Is it not healing? If I'm operating in faith, I will be calling forth my healing and superimpose it here. Am I communicating? Faith is not using your words to describe your problem. Jesus said, whosoever shall say to this mountain. He didn't say, whosoever shall what? Say about the mountain, or complain about the mountain, or describe how large the mountain is, or how high the mountain. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, what are you saying? The desired solution. Be thou removed. Is that not what you want? And then be thou cast into the sea. So if you are broke, what do you need at that point? So faith is not describing your brokenness to attract pity. Faith is calling things higher. The desired solution. What you need that will cure the brokenness. You are calling it forth based on the word of God. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. make sure your seed is on the ground first, child. Yes. When it comes to financial issues, you have to sow financial seed, okay? You can't break the law. Seed time and harvest. So before you start making those confessions, make sure you have sown seed. Okay? In the name of Jesus, money angels are ministering for me. I send them forth. Money cometh to me now. From the north, south, east, and west. Money is on its feet, racing in my direction. Money cometh to me easily. Money cometh to me frequently. In the name of Jesus. My God is a God of abundance. Thank God for that, our confession. He does things for me more abundant. If I were you, I would photocopy that thing and put it everywhere in my house. When I wake up in the morning, that's the first thing I see. I enter bathroom, I see it. Am I communicating? Put it in the kitchen. Instead of complaining that, hey, this kitchen is empty, everything finish. Salt, finish. Rice, don't finish. Maggi, finish. Tatase, finish. It's as if some people said they think they sweet them. Nothing finishes in this house. You can say something instead of this finish all the time. Why don't you say the rice needs replacement? Now you are talking. Maggi needs replacement. You understand? Culture your language. Kingdom culture. There's a way we talk in this kingdom. You understand? The money in my bank account needs replacement. Not that I am broke to the letter E. I am as broke as broken plates. We know they talk like that. You say, I swear, if you carry me, turn me upside down, shake me. Even one naira no go fall. We know they talk like that. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. All things belong to us. All things are ours. I was supposed to say all things are yours. Am I communicating? We are not the poor trying to be rich. We are the rich discovering what belongs to us, collecting it, laying hold on our inheritance. So you lay to talk. I'm rich in silver, rich in gold, rich in pound sterling, rich in dollars. Money likes me. Are you getting me? I am monious. You can even coin English in your own dictionary. It may not be correct in Oxford, but it's correct in our heavenly. Angels understand what you are saying. How you get harmonious? I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I wash my steps in butter. The rock pour for me rivers of oil. Waters are breaking out for me in the desert. Kalabashata. I have entered into my wealthy place. I am established in my wealthy place. Am I communicating? Let your faith confession be strong and robust. A robust one, not a lean one. Kaligo Bagadia, speak with conviction. Talk of what you truly believe. The rock pour me forth rivers of oil. Water is coming out of the rock. And you know, Christ is that rock. I say Christ is that rock. Abundant. The Bible said they tested not when he led them. Kabalatia, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my pastor. The Lord is my feeder, is my breadwinner. Don't just speed read scriptures, meditate on it until you receive rhema, until it comes alive. Meditate on scripture until logos changes to rhema, and you start seeing yourself as a present tense actor of that word. You lay hold on it. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my breadwinner. The Lord is my provider. My God is a responsible father. I shall not want. I lack nothing. All my needs are met speedily and suddenly. Kaligo barakatia. The reign of abundance has begun in my house, in my life. Kobo rabakasina. Am I communicating? Faith is not foolishness. Next, faith is not faith. Faith, F-A-T. We say faith is not foolishness. Thank you. Faith is not foolish. Then, six. Faith is not faith, F-A-T. The word faith means, most of the times they use it in the negative sense. As in people's natural destiny. When anything happens to somebody, they will now say it is a person's fate. There's a difference between natural destiny and your divine destiny, okay? Your divine destiny has to do with God's will, God's plan, God's purpose for your life. You don't decide it, you discover it by revelation. You find, follow, you fulfill it. But there's what we call natural destiny. That's what people call fate, F-A-T-E. Bible faith is not this one. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not faith. When the person has accident and died, they'll say that is his faith. F-A-T. But guess what? Real Bible faith can change people's faith. F-A-T-E. Bible faith can change this one. Glory to God. Your faith is your future. Your faith decides your future, not the current circumstances, not the economy. Your faith is your future. Your future is principally faith determined. You become what you believe. Then number seven, faith is not risk taking. Faith is not taking risk. Some people confuse risk with faith. Real Bible faith is different from risk. Look up. Risk. Risk is based on probability. In business, you hear people talk about taking calculated risk as an entrepreneur, as an investor. Calculated risk. Now, risk is not the same as Bible faith. Risk is based on probability. It may work, it may not work. It may give you positive result, you may land in trouble. You may gain, you may lose. But real Bible faith cannot fail. It is failure proof. Risk can fail, but Bible faith cannot fail. Why? It is based on the immutable and infallible word of God. Faith is based on the infallibility of God's word, the immutability of God's word, God's word that is failure proof, unlike risk. Am I communicating? So please stop confusing the two. I've given you seven things that faith is not. Can we read it together? Number one, faith is not hope. Number two, faith is not mental assent. Number three, faith is not just believing. Number four, faith is not presumption or assumption. Number what? Five, faith is not foolishness. Number six, faith is not faith, F-A-T-E. Number seven, faith is not risk taking. Faith is not a leap in the dark. It is a leap on the rhema word of God to you. Hallelujah. I round up with this. Why is faith necessary? Why is faith necessary? I'll be a bit fast now. Why is faith necessary? Number one, to receive salvation. Faith is necessary to receive salvation. We receive salvation by faith. Ephesians 2:8. We are saved by grace through faith. Am I communicating? Do you know, without faith you couldn't have been born again? Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 10 shows you how to be born again. It says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So salvation is impossible without faith. You see how important faith is. So we receive salvation by faith. We also enjoy the benefits of the salvation package by faith. We are justified by faith. We receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. How? By faith. How do you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit? By faith. I was surprised Pastor Nemkup told me last week Monday that a woman that listened to me on the Avalanche of Good News broadcast on radio, she traveled all the way from Pangshin and came for prayer and counseling. And she landed on Monday. She didn't even know our counseling days were supposed to be Tuesday. I said, ah, Pastor Nanka, what are we going to do now? We don't have special accommodation for outside people coming from outside. We needed to talk to one of us. God bless our wonderful people. One of our mothers here, for her to stay in her place, so that Tuesday, which is the counseling day, I will see her. And then she came with health issue, sickness, pain, many issues like that. You know, I ministered to her, and God touched her, received a miracle, received a healing. And then I asked her, I said, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you pray in tongues? Because when I was praying, I saw a grace for prophetic intercession and all of that upon her. I said, God is releasing this grace, you know, prayer grace, intercession and all of that. I said, do you pray in tongues? She said, no. I said, do you want to pray in tongues? She said, yes. I said, okay, I'll pray for you now. You pray in tongues. I laid hands on her, you know, and then before you know, she started blasting in tongues in my office, you know. So she received even more than the healing and the deliverance she came for. She got filled. I told her, this is how you should keep praying. This is your new prayer language. When the Holy Ghost wakes you up, prompts you to pray in the night, pray in tongues and all of that. Then she later left, was it on Wednesday? You receive by faith all the blessings and benefits, am I communicating? Of the finished work of Christ. Faith is necessary to receive and enjoy all the provisions of grace, our blood-bought inheritance. You receive and enjoy them by faith. Romans 5:2, he said, by faith we have access into this grace wherein we stand. Your inheritance was delivered to you by grace, but you enjoy it by faith. It is with the hand of faith you take delivery of your inheritance in Christ. Your own portion of Christ's finishes work is unto you according to your faith. Glory to God. We say faith is the crucible with which we receive from God. So you must learn to fight the good fight of faith in order to make the legal side of our redemption your vital experience. 1 Timothy 6:12. He said, fight the good fight of faith. 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Hallelujah. It takes the partnership of faith to enjoy the physical manifestation of all that Jesus has already purchased for us through his sacrifice. It takes the partnership of faith to come into the vital experience of all the legal aspects of our redemption. Am I communicating? You activate them by faith. In Numbers chapter 13, okay, Hebrews 3 verse 17, let me show you something. Hebrews 3 verse 17, the partnership of faith to enjoy your inheritance, to receive your inheritance. Talking about the children of Israel, the church in the wilderness, the writer of the book of Hebrews, look at what he said. He said, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? That's with whom was God grieved for 40 years? He said, was it not with them that had sinned? What was their sin? You will soon find out the sin they sinned. He said, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? Okay, next verse. He said, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believed not. You now see the sin that they sinned. What was the sin? Unbelief. Talking about the children of Israel. Those that did not enter the promised land. What was the reason? Because of their unbelief. That was the sin. So their carcasses fell. You remember when Moses sent those 12 spies to spy out the promised land. They broke into two camps. 10 came and said, we saw giants. We cannot. We cannot enter. God said, I've given you the promised land. They came and said, Kai, he said, we saw giants there. This is Anak. We were like grasshopper in their eyes. So were we in our eyes. They said, we cannot. But Joshua and Caleb had another spirit. And that's the spirit of faith. They say, shh. They quieted the people. He said, let us go at once. Somebody say at once. Faith is taking God at his word. Let us go at once and take possession of the land. We are well able. 2 say we are well able. 1 said, 10 said we are not able. So majority are not always right. 10 said we are not able to take the land. Joshua and Caleb say we are well able. He said God is with us. Their defense is departed from them. Am I communicating? They say they are bread for us. Hey! See the way men that had the spirit of faith were talking. The same giants. 6 fingers, 6 toes. You have 5 fingers. Those giants had polydactyly. Extra finger. 6 fingers, 6 toes. The 10 said, we were like grasshopper in our eyes. So were we in their eyes. They called them giants. But men with the spirit of faith, Joshua and Caleb said, they are bread for us. They saw the same thing. One called them giants. The other one called them bread. The same problem. In life, we don't see things the way they are. We see things the way we are. Through a lens called our mindset. Our mindset is the glass, the Google we are wearing, with which we see and interpret life, life's problem. The same thing you are calling problem, another person is seeing opportunities to make money. Somebody say mindset. The 10 had negative mental attitude, negative mentality. 2 had positive mentality, positive mental attitude. They were possibilitarians. All things are possible to him that believeth. Say they are bread for us. What do you do with bread? What do you do with bread? Have you heard this statement that challenges are the breakfast of champions? And you know, most time you use bread for breakfast, bread and tea. So the same problem that was intimidating the 10 spies, Joshua and Caleb said, this is breakfast for us. This is breakfast. The next time you think of that your problem, bread. Just think in your mind. Think. Think of those problems you are facing. Are you thinking of them? Oh yeah, say bread. They are bread. I said they are bread for you. Those financial difficulties, bread. Economic hardship, bread. Sickness, bread. Look at your neighbor. Say they are bread for me. All the challenges of life are bread. I eat them for breakfast. We are more than conquerors. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Maleko bakataya. I'm a world overcomer. You tell yourself, my faith has overcome this world and all its problems. My faith has overcome the economy. In every economic recession, new billionaires arise. New millionaires emerge. Through of us. You are the one that is saying no money, no money. New millionaires are emerging in this economy. People are making millions. People are even making billions. What is your excuse? Change your thinking. I say change your thinking. They had another spirit. The spirit of faith. God was so impressed with them that God said only Joshua and Caleb will enter the promised land. He said all of you. Because those 10 came and poisoned the heart of the whole congregation. And you know people easily believe bad news. Media houses know. Anytime they carry bad news, they sell far more. So they like to carry bad news. Human beings are such that they are prone to believe bad news more. They like to hear bad news. It spreads quicker. So when the 10 came with their own negative report, the thing quickly spread, affected the whole congregation, and they started mourning. They said, oh, that we had died in Egypt. Is it not better? Moses, you for leave us. At least there we have food to eat, though we are slaves. You have brought us, they are now blaming Moses. You brought us to this wilderness that our carcass will drop here. Our children will become prey. We will die of hunger. Now so we go die. They were seeing death. All they were seeing was death. Picture of death. They now say, let us stone. They wanted to even stone their leader. Are you aware? They wanted to stone him. And then appoint another captain that will take them back to Egypt. Go and read the story. That was their suggestion. They were not even thinking of how they will cross the Red Sea. See, they wanted to appoint another captain. They should stone Moses for bringing them to come and die in this wilderness in the hand of the giant. And then appoint another. God needed to show up in his glory. God was angry to vindicate the man of God. God showed up. God said, only these two, Joshua and Caleb, among the adults, they will be the one to enter. He said, your children that you say will be free, they will also enter. But you, oh yeah, start your journey. Their carcasses for 40 years, that was how they were wandering, dropped. God was not impressed. See, unbelief and doubt does not impress God. It is faith that impressed God. Do you know God had to swear again that they will not enter? Even though God swore before that he's taking them to the land flowing with milk and honey, the land of Canaan, God promised them with an oath the promised land. But because they did not partner with God in faith, because they function in unbelief, God had to swear again that they will not enter into his rest. He said, you will now know the breach of my promise. So what does that teach you? That the promises of God and even prophecies, they are the mercy of the partnership of faith. If you don't partner with God in faith, those things will not come to pass. And it is not God's fault. You didn't play your part. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of prophecies. There shall be a performance of the promises of God. You want to see the physical manifestation of prophetic words, mix it with faith. Partner in faith. You want to see the manifestation of God's promises, is by faith. You want to enjoy your inheritance, is by faith. You want to receive the provisions of God's grace, is by faith. You want to enjoy the riches of his grace, is by faith. Am I communicating? You see why faith is so important. Yeah. Are you learning something? We walk in victory and triumph by faith. 1 John 5:4, John 16:33 Amplified Version. We walk in victory over the storms of life by faith. We calm all the storms of life by faith. We weather the storms of life by faith. Glory to God. Faith is the key to all round rest. You want to enter into your rest, is by faith. Hebrews 4:3 says, we which believe have entered into our rest. Give me John 16:33, Amplified. John 16:33, we walk in victory by faith. Whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. Do we have people born of God here? He said you are a world overcomer. World overcoming faith reside inside you. And then he said this is the victory, the conquering power that brings the world to its knees in absolute surrender to you. Your faith. Your faith is what put you in the realm of victory. The ever triumphant, ever victorious Christian life is impossible without faith. Jesus said, I have told you this thing so that in me you may have perfect peace. Somebody say perfect peace and confidence. In the world you will have what? Tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. So there is nothing new under the sun. We've been pre-informed. He said, but be of good cheer. He said, take courage. Be confident, certain, undoubted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you. This world cannot harm us. Jesus said, I have deprived the world of its power to harm you. And I've conquered it for you. And how did Jesus conquer the world? By his faith. And then he now gave us the victory. Are you seeing something? In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. I have overcome the world. I've overcome Satan. I've overcome the kingdom of darkness. I've overcome sin. I've overcome poverty and lack. I've overcome sickness and disease. I've overcome the circumstances of this world. Jesus has stripped this world of its power to harm me. Jesus has conquered the world and he has given me the victory. Faith is the master key to a world of unlimited possibilities. Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith is key to doing the impossible. Matthew 17:20, he said, and nothing shall be impossible unto you when you release your faith. Faith is the father of exploits. Hebrews 11:32. Faith is the father of exploits and the mother of the miraculous. Exploit means supernatural accomplishments, supernatural feats, record breaking results, attention commanding results. I'm defining the meaning of exploit. Faith is the father of exploits and the mother of the miraculous. I went to Canaan land. I was led by God, instructed to go for Shiloh 2012. And then I was also there Shiloh 2014 at Canaan land, Otter. That 50,000, the first time I went was 2012. I was still doing NYSC when I went. When I saw the things there, I understood the exploit of faith. Am I communicating? Faith is the father of exploits and the mother. You want to see miracles in your life like water. He said faith is the key. Glory to God. Faith is the prime activator of God's blessings and favor into manifestation. The blessing is invoked by faith. The blessing is released by faith. Hebrews 11:20-21. Then Romans 4:13. Faith is the prime activator of the blessings of God into manifestation. It is the activator of the favor of God into manifestation. You want to enjoy favor like water? It's by faith. For the promise, give me an amplified version. Romans 4:13. It says, inheriting the promise. For the promise to Abraham or his posterity that he should inherit the world did not come through observing the command of the law. Jump to verse 16. This same amplified. Jump to verse 16. I want to bring out something. He said, therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith. In order that it might be given as an act of grace, unmerited favor, to make it stable, valid, and guaranteed to all his descendants. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
So, inheriting the promise of the blessing is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith. Glory to God. You receive answers to your prayers and petition by faith. It is faith that makes prayer work. What makes a prayer powerful is not the duration of the prayer. It is the faith content. It is faith that makes prayer work. Mark 11:24. A lot of people know how to pray, but not many pray in faith. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, whatever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them. Believe that you receive them. How do you receive them? By faith. And ye shall have them. You can only have the things you have received by faith in prayer. Having them talks of the physical manifestation. But before they manifest in the physical, you must first receive. You believe and receive them by faith. Whatever thing you desire in prayer. So, we receive answers in prayer by faith. Am I communicating? So, you build your faith for an effective prayer life. The kind of prayer life that produces results. Matthew 21:22. It says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer. How many things? All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
It is faith that makes prayer work. Some Christians, they pray in the morning. By afternoon, they are doubting their prayer. The prayer they prayed in the morning, they are doubting it in the afternoon. Then by evening, they disbelieve the prayer totally. And then they wonder why there is no answer. Because there is no faith partnership. Stop doubting your prayer. I heard the story of a church that they declared, there has been no one in that community for long. So they declared prayer and fasting for 7 days. And then they believed that at the end of 7 days, God will send rain. God even gave them a prophetic word in the midst of the prayer that on the seventh day is going to send rain. Guess what? On the seventh day, only one came with umbrella for the meeting. All the rest did not come with umbrella. What does that show you? Only that boy believed that rain will fall. Only him was in faith. Are you seeing something? The things you are praying to God for, do you truly believe it will happen? Praise God. Let's see it in your action. You receive and retain your miracle by faith. Whether it is miracle of healing or financial miracle or breakthrough or deliverance. You receive and retain your miracle by faith. The woman with the issue of blood received a miracle by faith. Blind Bartimaeus received his miracle by faith. In Acts 3, the lame man at the gate called Beautiful received his miracle from Peter by faith. The same way you receive the miracle is the same way you retain it by faith. Miracles are not magic. Miracles are not magical, neither are they mystical. They are worked out by faith. They are bettered and produced by faith. Okay? Faith activates the power of God into manifestation. You plunge into the pool of God's miraculous power by your faith to receive your miracle. Faith is what switches the anointing into operation for your benefit. So you activate and appropriate the anointing by faith. Praise God. Faith activates the miraculous into operation. Faith provokes the supernatural power of God into manifestation. Faith activates the glory of God into manifestation. John 11:40. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So glory realms operation can be activated by faith into manifestation. I've said it before, I'm saying it again. God's power does not meet you at the point of your need. The power of God meets you at the point of your faith. The move of God, the ministrations of the Holy Spirit, and the manifestations of the Holy Ghost, they are provoked by faith. Galatians 3:5, New King James Version. The move, ministrations, and manifestations of the Spirit are all provoked by faith. It says, New King James, therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you. So faith provokes the supply of the Spirit. He who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Of course, the answer is what? By the hearing of faith. So through the hearing of faith, the supply of the Spirit is provoked. Through the hearing of faith, there is workings of miracles. Are you seeing something? Faith activates the supply of the Spirit. Faith activates the workings of miracles. We prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Romans 12:6. You prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. And then prophecies are activated into physical manifestation by faith. You have to fight the good fight of faith to materialize prophecies. 1 Timothy 1:18-19. Said, this I commit unto words, prophetic words, which have been spoken over you, have gone ahead of you. He said that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Hallelujah. So you war with prophetic words unto manifestation. How? By faith. You materialize prophecies by faith. You fight the good fight of faith in order to see prophecies fulfilled over your life. It takes faith to actualize any God-given vision or dream. It takes faith to actualize or realize or fulfill any God-given vision or dream. Habakkuk 2:1-3 talks about vision. It says, write the vision by faith. That's to tell you that it is through the partnership of faith that you actualize or materialize any God-given vision or dream. You must partner with God in faith in order to fulfill His plan and purpose for you. Are you aware that destiny fulfillment is at the mercy of your faith? Your faith is your future. You can't fulfill God's will for your life or God's plan and purpose without a partnership of faith. Faith activates the law of seed time and harvest. The law of sowing and reaping, giving and receiving, is activated by faith. Genesis 8:22. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Listen to me. It takes faith to give, especially during lack and scarcity. It takes faith to sow, especially during famine. Hebrews 11:4, by faith Abel offered unto God first fruit. It takes faith to give. Do you know why many people find it hard to give when they don't have enough or during periods of financial famine, lack, scarcity? It's because they have faith. Because it takes faith to give. Praise God. It's easier to give when you have plenty compared to when you have very little. The widow that gave her last meal to Prophet Elisha, it took faith for her to do that. Am I communicating? In Genesis 26:12, God told Isaac not to japa to Egypt. He said, remain in the land of the Philistine in Gera. He then says, so when he, see, it took faith for him to sow during famine. Are you listening? The widow woman that gave 2 mites, that was everything she had, home and abroad, And then she gave it. And Jesus saw what she gave. Jesus said she has given more than every other person. Do you know? It took her more faith to do that because she gave 100% compared to others that were casting out of their abundance. If you have 10 million and you give 1 million, and then another person has 100,000 and gave all the 100,000. Now listen, the person that has only 100,000 and gave everything, it took more faith for the person to do that compared to the one that had 10 million and gave 1 million. Giving requires faith. It takes faith to sow, it takes faith to give, it also takes faith to reap your harvest. It takes faith to give, it takes faith to reap your harvest. Am I communicating? Then the last one, you walk in love by faith. You forgive by faith. You walk in love and forgiveness. How? By faith. 1 John 4 verse 16. 1 John 4 16. 1 John 4 16. It says, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Look at the initial statement. We have known and believed, revelation knowledge, and then believed, the believing of faith, that God had. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. Am I communicating? So he's talking of faith in God's love. Have faith in God's love for you. You know, there are people that don't believe God loves them. They are believers, they hate even themselves. They believe nobody loves them, nobody likes them. Even them, they don't like themselves. They have not yet received the love of God. Why? Because they have not yet released their faith in God's love. Tell your neighbor, have faith in God's love for you. Have faith in the love God has for you. And then receive God's love for you by faith. Are you aware God loves you the same way he loves Jesus? When the day I came to that revelation, I started loving myself more than any other day. More than any other day. How can I hate myself? For what now? Some people don't love, they don't like themselves. This is my nose. See, this is my nose. If your nose is too big, it's so that you will draw in more oxygen. God did not make any mistake. You see, the problem is you are comparing yourself in your mind to one so-called celebrity or somebody. You are more special than that celebrity. You are the real celebrity. Understand your uniqueness. Say, I'm too fat. You are just fat. I don't lose shape. Especially ladies, I don't lose shape. I don't day anyhow. I'm ever shapeless. You are not shapeless. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Yes, you see the way I do. Who go marry this one? Shut up. When the right person ordained for you come, is even that your shape where you say you no like, now you go like pass. Calm down. Am I communicating? Like yourself. Love yourself because God loves you. Am I communicating? Stop it. Say I too short. Says who? Who is the standard? Who is the standard of measurement? The God that created you. Chapter 1 verse 1. Is it written that you are too short? You are not. See, anybody taller than you is too tall. Oh yeah, face your neighbor. Say, anybody taller than you is too tall. Anybody shorter than you is too short. Anybody that weighs 1 kg more than you is overweight and obese. Anybody that weighs 1 kg less than you is underweight, is malnourished, is suffering from kwashoko, marasmus, marasmic kwashoko, failure to thrive. What am I trying to say? You are uniquely unique.
Come on, celebrate your uniqueness. Jump to your feet. Jump to your feet. Jump to your feet. Am I communicating? Like yourself. Some ladies, you don't like yourself. You are looking for a man that will like you. Who go like you when you don't like yourself? How you see yourself is how others will see you. What you think of yourself is what others will think of you. Your carriage comes from your self-perception. Your self-image determines your public image. Those 10 spies say we were like grasshopper first in our own eyes. And so were we in their eyes. How you see yourself is how others will see you. The price you put on yourself is how much people will buy you for. They won't price you above the price tag. If you put 1 kobo, they will even bargain for 0.5 kobo. People will always want to go below. Am I communicating? Say with me, my faith is coming alive. Shagabalakida. Give me Hebrews 11:32. We are going to pray. Shalaba. We are a people of faith. Oh. We do things by faith. Mandege balakidas. Bakata kido kapatai. Breketeketonas. Shatter, nothing is impossible unto me. Talk to yourself. Nothing. Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove. And he said, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Kebarakatiza. Brando koshele gidas. He said, what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel and of the prophets. Verse 33. He said, who through faith they subdued, they conquered kingdoms. We take over the mountains of influence by faith. Caleb said, give me this mountain. Manda Balakida, a man of faith. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. You collect promises by faith. Stop the mouth of lions. Kalabasha. He's talking of Daniel. 34. He said they quenched the violence of fire. The three Hebrew boys. You can quench the violence of fire. You can extinguish and neutralize every flaming missile. Village people arrow. You can aya. You can quench it by faith. Faith is both an offensive and a defensive weapon in warfare. Shalabakasa. Kondo breketeya. They quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. You become unkillable. He said, and out of weakness were made strong. Your faith is coming alive. He said, they waxed valiant in fight. They turned to flight the armies of the alien. Mande Gebosha. Next verse. So faith will give you victory in battles. Faith does not lose any battle. Faith has never lost any battle. He said, women receive their dead raised to life again. Faith can reverse even death. Faith can reverse a death sentence. Faith will connect you to the resurrection power of God. He said, and others were tortured. And we were told why they were tortured. Not accepting deliverance. That they might obtain a better resurrection. He didn't say deliverance did not come. It was their choice. Not accept. They preferred to die and go to heaven. You now see the next verse. It talks of those that were sons. Those that became martyrs. He said it was their choice. Thank God the Bible did not say deliverance did not come. It came. But by their choice, they didn't want to accept. Angels of deliverance came. They said, no, we would rather die and go to heaven. Are you seeing something? Malakuske freketena.
Malatosa. 2 Corinthians 4:13. The prayer I want you to pray violently. Eh? You are going to say, Father, let me tell you a story. When I went to that Canaan land, 2012, one day I was determined. I said I must sit in front. I was tired of sitting at the back. I said I want to sit close to Bishop Oyedepo. As he's preaching, I want to be seeing his face. If possible, the first 2-3 row. So, I had to wake up very early. As early as 5 a.m. No, 4 a.m. And then come on, you see queue waiting. The church is locked. The moment they open the church around 5, come and see 100 meter race. I ran some, oh boy, come and see Olympic runners. With all my runs, some people still gap me. And I got around the 5th or 6th row to the pulpit. At least I can see the person in front very well preaching. And that day, Bishop Oyedepo was speaking about the spirit of faith. Hiya, Kalidobaya. Hi, I knew exactly when the thing entered me. As he was talking, my eyes were focused. The thing jumped and then I received an impartation. Is that what Ezekiel said? He said, the spirit entered into me when he spoke to me. Shaka bakata kabakata. I knew when the thing entered. Even my perspective changed. The way I couldn't see impossibilities again. Male kubakatia. I want you to pray this prayer. 2 Corinthians 4:13. You are going to say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of faith. See, the spirit of faith will empty you of doubt, unbelief, and fear. It will empty you of all these things. You will not struggle to believe God. You will not struggle to see possibilities. The spirit of faith sees the invisible. It believes the incredible. It does the impossible. It empowers you for exploit. It is a daring force. It speaks the unspeakable. He said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. I want you to lift up your voice. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize me with the spirit of faith. I receive a fresh baptism of the spirit of faith. Lift up your voice and fire prayer. Shalababababalagadai. Ila frando goborokoto. Lefeketeke breketeya. Elebonde gebalagadia. Ila bakando goborogodo. Make sure you are praying. Shabataka balakataya. Elegi brakataya. Baptize me, O God, with the spirit of faith. To dare and do the impossible. To believe the incredible. To see the invisible. Mandaka barakataya. He said, all things are possible. To him that believeth, all things are possible. Shalabarondo koprekete. Kabate peletuna. Baptize me, O God, with an impartation of the spirit of faith. Shalamanda kofrakasata. Iloyaba kondo preketea. Elefeketeke preketea. Banda kula bata sida kaparakatai. Ebranda kabarakatakatai. No more impossibilities. No more fear. No more fear. No more doubt. No more unbelief. He said, we which have believed, have
flesh. Jesus said, did I not tell you, if thou only believe, you will see the glory of God. Manda gabarakataya. Solo borondo go brekatekete. Manda barakatu go brakatai. A baptism of the spirit of faith. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. That spirit of faith that David had, and he brought down Goliath. That spirit of faith that makes you a giant killer, that makes you a mountain leveler, a mountain mover, a barrier breaker, palatakabaya, a limit breaker, kabalabarondo brekete, ilabarondo gobo seketea, shalabarabarondo baragadai, embrekete gebarakatai. Everything that is dead is coming back to life. My faith is activating the resurrection power of God. Everything that is dead is coming back to life. Everything that is dead is coming back to life. Shabalatiza. Dead cells, dead organs, dead tissues, they are coming back to life. Dead businesses, they are experiencing the resurrection power of God. Dead relationship, family, marriages, dead career, job, businesses, they are receiving the resurrection power of God. Ilayabarose paragadai. Ilabarondo brekete. Kabalabakasakatai. Now I want you to begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy your future. Begin to prophesy the word of God. Begin to prophesy what you want God to do. Prophesy as you are commanded. Prophesy concerning your future. As you are Ashigabala. Ezekiel, I prophesy concerning your finances, concerning your business, concerning your health, concerning that sickness. Begin to call forth your healing. Manda baya gabada. Command that pain to go. Begin to call forth your abundance. This is our year of abundance. Begin to prophesy over your business. Begin to prophesy over your career, over your job. Kalabonde gebaladia. Call forth your monies. Your money bag overflow. My cup run it over. David said, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup run it over. Thou anointest my head with oil. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my provider. The Lord is my breadwinner. The Lord is my pastor. I shall not want. Things are working like fire. Prophesy, my fire will not go down. I receive fresh oil. I receive fresh fire. I burn more and more. My spiritual fire is heated 7 times hotter. Favor is coming. Divine favor is coming. The rain of favor. The rain of favor. God is making a way for me where there seems to be no way. God is causing water to flow out of the rock for me.
I wash my steps in water. The rock pour for me. Rivers of oil. Malaya Baba Rondo Boko Sabakata. Ila Barondo Boko Sabalatai. Ila Barando Prokotoko Bolokotoi. The healing power of God is touching your body. Sickness is leaving your body now. Pain is leaving your body now. Sickness is leaving your body now. Pain is leaving your body now. Every spirit of infirmity is checking out of your body. Checking out. Manobokosa Balatia. Incurable diseases. They are finding speedy cure. Ladobokosa Balakata. Iloya baba 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 bala balada. Kabalando bokosa. I'm seeing the power of God cleansing people's blood. Someone with an incurable blood condition is being healed right now. The fire of God's healing power is burning off that blood disease that they told you is incurable. I'm seeing the power of God curing incurable diseases of the blood. I'm seeing somebody's genotype changing. I'm seeing somebody's genotype changing. The power of God is curing that blood condition, changing your genotype. SS is turning to A. SS is turning to A. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing pain leaving people's body. Shalabaka barakataya. Ilabaronde gebrakatai. Malabakusekedia. Seasonal health conditions are getting here right now. Allergic conditions. I'm seeing allergy. 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 In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Malabokosepeletena. Ayayayayayayaya. Every day is miracle service in this ministry. I sense the healing anointing. Healings are taking place right now. Pain and sickness and oppressions are leaving people. I just saw somebody with a chest condition, pain in your chest, the thing just lifted. In the name of Jesus, every chest pain, whether it is ulcer or heart condition or lung condition, receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. No more. That pain is leaving you now.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands. Say, I receive. Miracles are taking place right now. I'm seeing someone, you dreamt recently that somebody gave you money in your dream. You saw money. The Lord said, I should release the money into your hands. That was a prophetic dream. In the name of Jesus, right now, I release money angels. I release money angels. I release the anointing for financial favor. Receive it now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Help that person under the anointing. Bring them forward. Stretch forth your hands. I'm seeing three other persons. A tangible anointing for favor is coming upon you. It's coming upon you. Three of them. Malachi do sepelete. Take, take. Anointing for supernatural favor is resting upon you now.
take it now in the name of Jesus. No more dryness. This is a word for somebody. No more dryness. I'm seeing the Holy Ghost pouring oil upon somebody's hand. As I speak right now, the anointing is upon your hand. You are feeling it like fire, like electricity. Help that person in the name of Jesus. Take, take. Help them. Bring them forward. Makila bora balakida. The oil of favor. The oil of wealth. The oil of abundance. You will command abundance in the midst of scarcity. Ilabaronde kebarakatai. Malatuse beletena. Come back. Stretch forth your hands. I'm seeing fresh fire. Coming upon, I'm seeing at least three people. Fresh fire. Kalabatia. The fire of prayer. The fire of the healing anointing. The healing anointing. The fire of prayer. The fire of intercession. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Take it now. Take it now. Help them. Shabala tizo balakida. Receive an impartation of fire. Bring them forward. Malakuske telebaragadia. You will burn for God. Somebody here, I'm seeing the healing power, the healing anointing resting upon the person. Shagida kaba. The Lord said, you will carry my healing power to the nations. You will carry my healing power to the nations. You will carry my healing power to the nations. Kalabarande kebrakataya. Receive the impartation now. The gift of workings of miracles. Somebody is receiving the gift of workings of miracles. That spiritual gift, impartation of the gift of workings of miracles, in the name of Jesus, I release that impartation now. Take it now. Take it now. The Lord said, through your hand, you will wrought wonders. Through your hands, he said, I will wrought wonders. I will perform mighty miracles. I will heal the sick. I will cure cancer. He said, I will raise the dead through your hands. Please help them. Bring them forward. There are impartations. Lift up your hands. You will do wonders. Maka pora sabalakida kabrande keba. Somebody here, before you get home, a miracle is waiting for you. I'm seeing a miracle waiting for you. At home, a miracle. And I'm seeing another person. You will receive good news in your phone. A good news text message. A good news phone call. I'm seeing somebody. You will receive good news from abroad. This week. You are receiving good news from abroad. God is raising destiny helpers. The book of remembrance is open unto you. Suddenly, those that you thought have forgotten you, they will remember you for good. They will remember to help you. They will remember to favor you. They will remember to send you money. Lift up your phone. Miracle alert. Money, financial miracles, and good news is entering into this phone. I prophesy as I was commanded in the name of Jesus. I command good news phone calls to enter this phone now. Receive good news messages. Receive good news from far and near. Receive miracle alert now. Receive financial miracles now. Receive financial breakthrough now. Money angels will credit your account. Money angels will cause financial favor to flow to you. It is done in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your hands and just worship Jesus. Go ahead and bless him for all that you have received. Go ahead and bless him. Thank you, Father. Are you blessing him? Are you blessing the name of the Lord? Thank him for his word. Thank him for the impartation of the spirit of faith. Thank him for the release of the word of faith. Thank him for the workings of miracles. Thank him for the mighty things, the glorious testimonies that will come out of this encounter. Thank him for the impartations. Can you go ahead and bless his name? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.